The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Friday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff here. I wanted to read to you from John chapter 18, Jesus' encounter with Pilate as the Jews brought him to Pilate. It says that he summoned Jesus and said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you up to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Pilate therefore said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." You're listening to Real Truth for Today. We call it Real Truth for Today because it's truth from the Word of God. Jesus said in John chapter 17, his great high priestly prayer, "Father, sanctify them, my followers, in the truth. Your word is truth." Well, we've been mourning the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Happened on Wednesday, early afternoon on Wednesday, as he was doing his Prove Me Wrong tour at college campus there in Utah. And he was speaking the truth, and he was assassinated, hated and assassinated for speaking the truth. As the Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 4, "Have I become your enemy by telling you the truth?" Well, American Family Radio, American Family Association exists to tell people the truth. And it's my privilege to welcome to the program my good friend Tim Wildman, the president of American Family Association, American Family Radio. Tim, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good to be with you, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you, Tim, and I can't help but think with all that's been happening in the last couple of days and the shock that we have been experiencing, how, you know, your dad was kind of the precursor to Charlie Kirk in a way, culture warrior. He was somebody that entered into the public arena, and he engaged, and he stood up for what was right. He wasn't shot for it, but he was hated for it. And so with what has happened, Tim, how does that make you feel as the president of American Family Association, American Family Radio?
Hey, before I answer that, Jeff, let me just say this because people may not have heard. President Trump announced this morning on Fox News that the suspect is in custody. Did you know this?
Yeah, you sent me that. I just was reading that. That is great news.
Yeah, that is great news. I don't know. I just heard it, you know, 30 minutes or 45 minutes ago, but I didn't see President Trump's, you know, appearance on Fox News this morning. But, yeah, he says that, quote, "I think with a high degree of certainty we have him." This is President Trump talking. "I think we're in great shape and he's in custody." The FBI has not made such an announcement. So but I guess if anybody would be in the know, you know, it would be President Trump. So anyway, for what that's worth, I'm sure we'll learn more in the next hour, two, three, throughout the day about the person who was, was arrested.
Well, I think I read in that article you sent that it was his dad that turned him in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it said. They have a name here too, but I'm not going to say it yet. But
yeah,
But the 22-year-old, a local fella from Utah, and you kind of knew, didn't you, Jeff, that they were going to catch him?
Yes, and you know, they're offering $100,000. I was like, people ought to be turning that guy in for nothing. Mm-hmm. But Tim, it brings brings up a point, as we saw Wednesday and today, or yesterday, and then even this morning, people rejoicing and celebrating. You might have seen the clip from the TMZ newsroom, how they were cheering when the news came out that Charlie Kirk had died. Just sickening, maybe not super surprising given the rhetoric from the left, but definitely sickening that people would cheer something like that.
Yeah, I watched the video like you did on Wednesday. Somebody just showed it to me, the shooting, assassination, and it was just, it's like something out of a horror movie or something. It was just so unbelievably gross, to say, to, for lack of a better word. So you have a man dead, and then you have his wife and two young children that we saw pictures of. I think the people who don't believe in God, and that would define most of people who are on the, at least the fringe left, they have no value for human life.
Mm-hmm.
They like we do, you know, people on our side, at least Christians, we got to follow the Bible in our response to people's actions toward us, even if we feel like they're wrong or unjust or they're hateful or whatever. We have to respond in a Christ-like manner. So our way is, you know, you can't murder, right?
Right.
Jesus said, love your enemy. And he went, so that's pretty extreme, isn't it? Especially in today's world. So, but the other side of this equation, their father is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them don't even know it.
Right.
That, but their father is the devil. And again, Jeff, if I'm out of line with what the scripture says, you tell me there.
No, I posted that exact thing, Tim. I said the people cheering Charlie Kirk's murder, his assassination, are just like Hamas that celebrated on October 7th. I said they have the same father.
Right. They hate so passionately they can't even contain themselves. They can't stop themselves. They can't control themselves. But we have to be able to, beyond our Christian calling, to respond in a certain way. You know, we have to have civilization. We have to have law and order. We can't have, this isn't the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be going around shooting people, killing people because you disagree with what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Charlie Kirk got killed for. You know, is his words, you know, what he said. And I watched many things that he said. I didn't follow Charlie Kirk closely. I knew a lot of people who were close friends of his, and of course I've seen him on TV and seen some of his videos like almost everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I've seen him talk or debate or discuss things, he always did so in a non-hostile way, in a winsome, friendly way, and trying to win people over with persuasion and ideas, not calling for, you know, people to be hanged, shot, that kind of thing.
Well, you think about your dad, okay, culture warrior. He entered into that arena, and it was, I mean, people hated him, and they were going to, you know, pull one over on the country bumpkin, so to speak. And they were shocked that he was so wise and smart. But, I mean, your dad wasn't poking people in the eye.
Right. Yeah. You know, I thought about that the other day. There are other people we could mention here, but my dad really was kind of like Charlie Kirk back in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s in many ways. Now, Dad didn't focus on college campuses, but he did. He was calling the church people and to get involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to take action and to be a part of the standing for righteousness' sake, as the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, be salt and light. So, yeah, and because of that, he was hated by the, he did get, you know, a few death threats here and there, but he was definitely reviled by the media openly, and but you know, that was part of it. But again, it's one thing to have a free exchange of ideas with Phil Donahue. It's another thing for somebody to take out a rifle and blow your head off.
Right.
So
was your dad ever concerned? Did he have to travel with security?
He didn't have the money for that. So it's just him and God.
Yeah.
You know, from time to time he would have be provided security, but we didn't have security at our offices back then. Well, I didn't think too much about somebody just doing what happened to Charlie Kirk. But we did get I will say this, about 5 years ago, maybe longer, maybe seven or eight years ago, we got a real death threat here, and turned it into the FBI. And it was a fellow in Florida, young man in Florida, who was threatening to come to Tupelo and kill all of us. Like the guy that almost did at the Family Research Council. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Washington, D.C. And it was serious. It wasn't a joke. And now whether the guy would have been able to do what he said he was threatening to do, who knows? But it was so serious that he was arrested and was charged and was convicted and put in prison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think he may be out by now, but he that was about 7 years ago. So that is, you know, that is a reality for people sometimes who, that what triggers a lot of this is the trans issue.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything else. And I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't the motivation for this guy who killed Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. You know, that's what happened in Nashville. It's a Christian school.
Right.
That's what happened in Minneapolis 2 weeks ago at the Christian school there, the Catholic school.
Right.
I forgot the name of it. But anyway, the guy was targeting Christians, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, trans issue seems to be, at least right now, the one that triggers the most violent responses.
Yeah. You know, Tim, I saw something too. It might have been, it was some doctor, Debbie follows him. I can't remember his name now, but he said all these shooters had something in common. They were all taking some kind of mood altering drugs, Zoloft, Prozac or whatever. And, you know, I know many, many people take those, but he said, you know, he was making the point that we don't necessarily understand all the ramifications of those drugs in a person's system.
That's right. I can believe that too. You have the if somebody is a male and they believe they are a female, they've got that in and of itself is it used to be. Everybody knew that
right.
Whoever that person was had mental problems, right?
Yeah.
Now, for us Christians, we go, yeah, that's deeper than mental problems, but the mental problems are caused by the spiritual problems.
Exactly.
But in the secular world, they would say everybody agreed, even on the left, right, middle, that a person who was a man who thought they were a woman had something going on in their head that made them believe in this lie.
Right. So,
but now, you know, we've been told by many in the secular world that no, you must affirm them in their delusion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't affirm them in their delusion, then you're causing them to have mental problems and emotional problems. And that's why they lash out. That's why they, in this case, well, who knows? I'm not sure about the Charlie Kirk case exactly, but in cases like that, they react violently, and it's your fault,
mm-hmm.
Chris. It's your fault, Christians, because you don't pat them on the back and tell them, you know, all is well.
Right. So. Yeah, it's sickening. And once a person leaves reality like that, I don't think there's a floor on how far you can fall. Well, Tim, I know your time is precious, but I appreciate you coming on this morning. You're a dear friend. I appreciate all that you do at American Family Association, American Family Radio. And this just emboldens us to speak the truth in love, Amen. Does it not?
Amen, Brother Jeff. And good to stand with you too, my friend, as you preach and proclaim the truth. And you have a good day, and we will see you later.
All right. Okay. God bless. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We are up against a break, but we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking about Charlie Kirk. How can we not be thinking about Charlie Kirk, thinking about his family, thinking about the legacy that he has left behind? We're brokenhearted, but we're also encouraged because he was faithful. He was faithful literally, as Revelation 2:10 says, "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." And so we can be rejoicing even through tears that he was faithful. He was doing what God called him to do, and he was engaging as salt and light. The Lord tells us we are salt and light. If the salt has become tasteless, how will it be made salty anymore? It is good for nothing except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Now, people have said, well, salt doesn't break down. So how does salt lose its saltiness? How does it lose its savor? It loses it by getting polluted. It gets polluted with gypsum and other things that make it useless. And we can't pollute ourselves. That's why the Lord says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. And so I think what happened to Charlie Kirk, as horrible as it is, and as much as we would love to say, let's redo Wednesday and not have him in that position. And, you know, God, you know, you think about the question in John 11, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, why did you not intervene? And by God's providence, by his wisdom, his knowledge, he didn't intervene. He did in Donald Trump's situation. He didn't in Charlie Kirk's situation. Acts chapter 12, James is killed by Herod, beheaded by Herod, and Peter is let out of prison. And Mrs. James is wondering, God, why did you deliver Peter and you didn't deliver James? Strange are the ways of God. We don't know. His ways are not our ways. But we know that God does all things well, and we know that Charlie Kirk is in the presence of his Savior. And it's just that fast. You're just 1 second talking to a college student in the midst of thousands of college students, and bam, you're ushered into the presence of God. And what a promotion. And as much as Charlie Kirk loves his wife and loves his kids and loved what God had given him to do, he wouldn't want to come back here for anything. Paul said, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better. And he would say to even to his wife and children, I can't be where you are, but I want you to come and be with me one day. And I think in heaven, there's not a sense of time for us. You know, for our loved ones that have gone on before us, I think it's more kind of like the experience of I've gone to the store. We're separated, you know. Right now, I'm in the studio. Debbie's at home. We're separated, but you know, I'm not grieving her loss because I know I'm going back and I'm going to see her in a few hours. I think it's like that in heaven, and so those in heaven are not grieving because they're missing their loved ones. They just know, man, my loved one's going to join me very soon, and you know, the joy that we experience in his presence is fullness of joy. Nobody has experienced the joy here on this earth like we're going to experience in heaven. And so we praise the Lord for the fact that Charlie Kirk, his faith has turned to sight. He's beholding his Savior and all the saints who have gone before him. He's having the time of his life. And I tell that to people who are grieving at the loss of a loved one. I say, listen, when they're believers, listen, think in your mind where that person is. They are beholding the glory of God. They are in his presence. They are experiencing love to the absolute max, and peace and joy to the absolute max. It is wonderful for them. And, you know, when people say, I've heard people say this, well, you know, he's in a better place. You know, that's just ridiculous. I mean, obviously it's a better place. No joke, it's a better place. I mean, that is such an understatement. You go to be in the presence of the Lord. That's like saying that I was swimming in a cesspool and someone took me to the most palatial mansion on the earth. And you say to the guy in the cesspool, well, you know, your friend's in a better place. He's not in a better place. He's in the greatest place you could possibly be. But here's the thing about Charlie Kirk's assassination. Those on the left are cheering. Now, not everybody on the left, but many, far more than what we would have anticipated, are cheering his death. He was hated by those on the left. Why? Because he confounded them. He exposed their lunacy, especially as it related to transgenderism. He's kind of like Matt Walsh. You know, Matt Walsh, what is a woman? You know, he just exposes the lunacy of it. And these other, you know, am I a racist? It exposes the lunacy of it and makes those people look foolish, because guess what? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans chapter 1, verse 22. The word for fool in the Greek is where we get our English word moron. And these people on these college campuses are morons. And they present themselves as being so wise. It's ridiculous. Now, I think about Charlie's assassination and the people that cheered, much in the way, and you heard President Trump say this, and Bishop Jackson and I said this yesterday, that Charlie was a martyr for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a martyr for the truth. And so you think about the first Christian martyr. It was Stephen. Stephen, who was selected in Acts chapter 6 to serve tables. He was noted for his faith, and he was a powerful witness. Well, when he spoke to the Sanhedrin, the same group that condemned Jesus to death, he called them out. He said this, "You men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears and always resisting the Holy Spirit." You know, part of the tulip for a Calvinist is irresistible grace. Well, these guys resisted it, always resisting the Holy Spirit. "You are doing just as your father did. Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become, you who received the law as ordained by angels and yet did not keep it." Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him. That's like growling like a dog. "But being full of the Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven, and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." The Lord was seated at the right hand of God when he ascended to heaven, but now he stood up for Stephen. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." They cried out with a loud voice and covered their ears, and they rushed upon him with one impulse. Isn't that interesting? They covered their ears. We cannot hear this anymore. That's what people who were in some of those meetings with Charlie Kirk on college campuses, they could not stand to hear what he had to say. And they were covering their ears, and they, when they found out that he had died, they cheered because they said, yes, our enemy is now dead. Listen, you can kill the messenger. You can't kill the message. They killed Stephen. They rushed upon him with one impulse. What was that impulse? Kill him. And when they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him. And the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they went on stoning Stephen as he called upon the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And having said this, he fell asleep. He died. Falling asleep in the New Testament is the Bible's way of saying a person died. But isn't that interesting? The last thing on his lips, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. That is the big difference between the left and the right. As Tim Wildman said, when we talk about the right, we're talking about the Christians on the right, is we want people to come to Christ. We don't want people to fry. Even the DeCarlos Brown, who committed that heinous act of senseless, racially motivated murder on that poor, beautiful Ukrainian refugee, Irina. You watch that and it just makes your blood boil with righteous indignation. Even that guy, who deserves to die, he needs to be presented with the gospel before we execute him. I think that he has given up his right to live. Genesis 9:6, whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, because man has been created in the image of God. And the government does not bear the sword in vain. It does not bear the sword for nothing. It has to provide law and order, otherwise you just have anarchy and chaos. Well, Scott Jennings, many of you know Scott Jennings. Scott Jennings is the conservative, one of the lone conservatives. Maybe there are a couple others, but he's the one that stands out on CNN. He was talking about this and the rhetoric on the left. This is what he had to say.
People come along to lecture conservatives about toning down the rhetoric and this and that, whether it happens on the left or whether it happens on the right, and no matter who the victims are, somehow we're always told that it's conservatives who are the problem and that they need to tone down the rhetoric. Meanwhile, you have people like Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, who the day before Charlie was shot in an interview said that we're at war and you have to be able to do whatever you need to do to win the war. You had Tim Walz the other day telling a crowd that he was hoping to wake up one day to news that Donald Trump had died. You had Seth Moulton, a congressman from Massachusetts, on TV this morning lecturing conservatives that they're the real problem. Now, it's our friend that's dead. There's a lot of causes on the left right now that are causing people to engage.
Okay, and equally at a minimum violent on the rhetoric. Right as well, though, Scott. Equally on the right as well. Can we at least be fair about this?
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I have no time and no quarter for any criticisms of Republicans or conservatives or Donald Trump or Charlie Kirk or any other both sides in this. It's our friend who's dead, shot in the throat while doing what we're supposed to do as Americans, which is engage in civil discourse. He goes to a college, not known. Colleges are not known as hotbeds of conservatism. He goes to a college to engage in civil discourse, and now he's dead because that's what he did. So I really don't have any time for both sides in this today. Mm. It's our friend that's dead because he was doing what you're supposed to do as an American. Talk, use your voice, use your words, use your powers of reasoning, debate, speech. That's what we do as Americans.
Yeah, the both sides in it. I saw, was it Charlie Rose? He had Bill Maher on his program and he tried to do that too. And they were talking about Islam. And Bill Maher was saying how Islam, is known for killing people. And Charlie Rose, what an idiot as far as this statement goes. He said, well, that happens with Christians too. And Bill Maher said, well, no, it doesn't. He said, if you defect from Christianity, your family's not hunting you down to kill you. He said, it's totally different. And, you know, Charlie Rose, just somebody had told him, oh, it's just that's the way religion is. And so these people that are like, well, we just need to tone down all the violence on either side. You can't. It's not a Republican and Democrat thing. It's just the way it is, and it's on both sides. Well, it's not on both sides. The violence is coming from one side, and as Tim Wildman said, the trans issue really is exacerbating this, because a person who rejects at the very core, this is who God made me to be. It is obvious from biology. It's obvious from science. It's obvious from common sense. It's obvious from scripture. You are male or female. You are XY male or XX female. No matter what you do to yourself, you cannot change that. God created you to be who he created you to be as far as male or female. And these people, their heart rages against the Lord. As Bruce Jenner said, well, God made me incorrectly. No, he didn't. But if your heart rages against the Lord at something so basic as to who you are created to be, and you're taking drugs to alter that, and you're being lied to by the medical community, and you're being lied to by the media, and you're being lied to by the Democrats, your mind is just swirling with lies and lunacy. Well, as I said in the first segment, you know, there is no floor to what kind of atrocities you can commit when you divorce yourself from that, when you're at war with the Lord and with his word and with common sense and with the way things are. You know, I have said this numerous times, the sooner that a person yields to the Lord and says, all right, Lord, and lifts his hands, as it says in Psalm 119, I lift my hands to your commandments, which I love. That's the universal sign of surrender. You lift your hands and you say, all right, Lord, I surrender, and I'm going to go your way. The sooner you do that, the sooner you can experience love, joy, and peace. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, and we are going to go to the phone lines when we come back from the break, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, I'd love to hear from you. And listen, if you're hurting, just know that I'm hurting too. But God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in trouble.
Candace talks about finding out she was pregnant. Thankfully, an ultrasound provided by Preborn allowed her to hear her baby's heartbeat.
The sonogram sealed the deal for me. My baby was like this tiny little spectrum of hope. And I saw his heart beating on the screen. And knowing that there's life growing inside, I mean, that sonogram changed my life. I went from just Candace to mom. Thank you to everybody that has given these gifts. You guys are giving more than money. You guys are giving love.
Preborn currently has clinics that do not have ultrasound machines. Would you consider a leadership gift and sponsor a machine today? These life-saving machines cost $15,000, more than most centers can afford. Your donation will save countless lives for years to come. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com/AFR.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. You can also reach me on X, the X platform. I spend a good amount of time. I get a lot of my news from X in addition to American Family News. But you can follow me at Jeff, J-E-F-F, Shreve, S-C-H-R-E-V-E. It's like Shreveport, but there's a C in there, S-C-H-R-E-V-E. And speaking of Shreveport, I'm going to be in the Shreveport-Bossier area next Tuesday night at Broadmoor Baptist Church at 6 o'clock, as they're having a series of meetings for their senior adult group. Love to, if you live in that area, love to meet you and see you and have you worship with us on Tuesday night at Broadmoor Baptist Church. Well, we're opening the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question or comment about Charlie Kirk, about the fact that he was a truth teller, and he stood up for the truth. He loved the Lord Jesus Christ. He made no bones about the fact that he was a Christian, and he shared the gospel at all his meetings, and he stood up for righteousness, and he loved the country, and he was murdered for it. He was assassinated for it, and people cheered. As sickening and as grotesque as that is, people cheered on the left, and they're still cheering. And God knows, and we pray for those people, just as Stephen, when he was being stoned to death, the last thing that's recorded out of his mouth, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And so with those, even those who are cheering Charlie Kirk's death, as much as that brings a righteous indignation into our hearts, we don't want any to perish. The Lord doesn't want any to perish. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. All men won't be saved, but it's not because God has fixed it so they can't be saved. God wants them to trust Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Revelation 22:17, almost the last chapter of the Bible, almost the last verse of the Bible, is an invitation. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And the Lord invites you to come. He doesn't make you come. He invites you to come. And for all who will come, whosoever will, may come. And what do we receive in Jesus? We receive forgiveness. We receive sonship. We receive, as the prodigal did, a crown on our finger, shoes on our feet, a robe on our back. We're accepted, welcomed into the family, adopted into the family, and given all the inheritance that the Lord longs to give us as his children. What a deal. A man, a woman, a boy, or girl would have to be a fool to reject the love and grace of Jesus Christ, yet so many do. Well, we have Jerry on the line from Texas. Jerry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, good morning, brother. Good to hear from you again. I called in yesterday, and I was going to simply say, for those that would say that Charlie Kirk wasn't a martyr, I would ask, I guess, the question like he would ask, well, what was Nathan Hale when he said, as a spy captured by the British during the American Revolution, my only regret is that I have but one life to give for my country. Was he not considered a martyr for a cause that he thought was true and just and honorable and good? It goes back. I mean, you can read about a dozen or so in Fox's Book of Martyrs. Mm-hmm. Throughout history, people have been considered martyrs for a true, just cause. And Charlie Kirk, even my children in high school and elementary school would say, after watching a few of their clips with me, that he honestly believes that debate and discussion to change people's minds was a true and just and beautiful cause. Mm-hmm. And so I would argue with anybody that would say that he wasn't, that he was. But not only that, I would also argue and say that if you look through history, it could be the spark that ignites the fire in the youth of today, because he had a loud voice with them. And they will look and see that maybe what he was saying was true. He believed in it so much that he was willing to sacrifice.
Yeah.
And that's about all I have. I regard him as a brother in Christ, do more for him and his family, and understand. But I would have that argument against him not being a martyr. That's really what I wanted to say, brother. Y'all have a blessed day.
Hey, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate it. It's a good word. Thanks for calling in. Well, we have Weaver on the line from Florida. Weaver, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, thank you for your show. I just wanted to say, first and foremost, there's a couple things I want to get at, but I have not heard this verse put out there yet, and I think it's very powerful. First, I want to say, those that think that the Old Testament is basically irrelevant, they don't know what they're talking about. Because if you look at Psalm 116, verse 15, okay, it almost sounds kind of sadistic if you look at it at first. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of a saint. Mm-hmm. that sounds kind of creepy until you think about it. And then it's like, oh, wow, wow, there's hope. And then I'm also glad that you were talking about the other side of the coin, too, because you know what? I was talking to someone about this yesterday. You know what? I think there's something like between 600 and 700 laws or rules in the Bible. And you know what? The Bible also says if you've broken even one of them, you've broken them all. No, there's not one good, not even one. So, you know, even though we all want to go after this scumbag, it's not the right thing to do. Because, you know what, I have to remember that. You know what? Listen, I may not have pulled the trigger, but you know what? I've definitely harbored rage, hatred in my heart. So it's not like I'm having compassion on the loser, but I'm also got to remember that, you know what? Who do I think I am? But more on the encouraging side is, you know what? This life was not in vain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are only allotted 120 years, you know, according to the Bible, but most of us can't make it past 80 years old. So, you know, the whole point is it was not for naught.
Exactly
it's
right.
It's not goodbye. It's I'll see you later.
Yes.
Save me a place. Okay?
That's very good. You know, John the Baptist, Jesus said of those born of women, there's none greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist had a short ministry. You know, he was 6 months older than Jesus. He was on the scene. Some say, well, he started at 30. So he just the forerunner of Jesus. His ministry lasted 6 months before Herod cut his head off. And in those 6 months, the old expression, he made hay while the sun was up. And he impacted the nation of Israel. They all knew who John the Baptist was. And as when Jesus came to him to be baptized, he made the statement after that baptism, he must increase and I must decrease in John chapter 3. And so a short ministry, a life that was, John was 31 years old or something like that when he was beheaded. But his ministry had impact. And that's what we want to live for. We want to live for impact. Our life is in God's hands. If he gives us a long life or if he gives us a short life, we want to live every day for his glory. And as the Bible says, so teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Well, we have our friend Lee on the line from Virginia. Lee, welcome to Real Truth for Today. Oh, that's Lee from Texas. All right, we'll go to Lee from Texas.
Hi, Pastor Jeff. I'm 68. This is a very pretty hard situation that we're in. You know, the Bible says that the Lord is unsearchable, his mind, which is true. I mean, I've laid here trying to think of, we can't think of his ways. And I was thinking of the wife and the children that he left last night, and I was crying. So I guess that's why they say just go and sit with someone like that. I believe we're at the start of something terrible. They couldn't stand to his, like you were talking about how the Sanhedrin would gnash their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't stand hearing him talk. The way, you know, he was so present. You're Mr. Bible, so that's what Debbie calls you. He was so persuasive,
uh-huh.
And they just couldn't stand it. I'm so glad that they caught the guy, and we'll find out probably why today, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can't stand it. You know, I said this Wednesday night when we had a special service following the Charlie Kirk assassination. It's not new to me, but truth is hate to those who hate the truth. And people can't say, they call it hate speech. You know, if you speak out against the LGBTQIA+ agenda, well, you're a hater. That's hate speech. Well, no, it's truth. And truth is hate to those who hate the truth. And so we're called to speak the truth in love. And we're called to be faithful until death, knowing that the Lord will give us the crown of life. And, you know, I saw a quote by Matt Walsh. And he said, you know, we're going, if we don't stand up, we'll lose. Well, we're not going to lose because the Lord always has a remnant, and the Lord always has a witness, and sin cannot win and faith cannot fail. I still remember a sermon I heard from Adrian Rogers where he was talking about Deborah and Barak, and the stars in their courses were fighting. against the enemies of God. And the Lord is going to see to it that sin does not win and faith does not, cannot, will not fail. And so we are, the question is, who is on the Lord's side? And we must be on the Lord's side, as Joshua said to that man that he met in Joshua chapter 5 outside of Jericho, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" He said, "No, but I come as captain of the Lord of hosts. I didn't come to take your side. I came to take over." And so we need to desperately need to be on the Lord's side and say, "Lord, what would you have me do? Do it through me. Wear me like a suit of clothes. I want my life to count." And praise the Lord, Charlie Kirk's life counted for Jesus Christ. And we give him all the praise for that, and we know we're going to see him again. And because that doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It does hurt, and it's going to hurt for a long time. But we know that the Lord works all things together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So thank you, brother, for calling in. Now let's go to Lee in Virginia. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to talk to you, Pastor Jeff, real fast. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, "How can two walk together unless they be agreed?" We have reached a point in America where America is split right down the middle. We will never be able to walk with some of these people because we cannot agree with them. Like you say, they want us not only to say it's okay, but they want us to affirm them. I'm not going to affirm them.
Right.
And I cannot think of a greater, Bible says lawlessness will abound in the last days, and we're seeing it right now. It won't be too long before the Lord is coming. I can't think of a greater way to leave this world than be preaching the word of God in truth and leave this world. When these liberals leave this world, they're going to hell for their reward. We get heaven for our reward.
Yeah.
And I had a great respect for Charlie Kirk, and it just shows me the sickness, the degradation of America. You know, it's a wonder to me God does not let this nation get destroyed overnight. What's going on? But they don't want to hear the truth, like you said. They the Bible never told us that we would reach everybody. He said we would, like you said, we would reach some.
Right.
We will reach those that hear. And some are past hearing.
Yeah. Those that don't want to hear, they cover their ears like the Sanhedrin did. Well, it's always great to hear from you, Lee. God bless you, my brother. Well, we have Marty on the line from Iowa. Marty, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, Pastor Jeff, thank you so much for your ministry. And I just Thanks, wanted brother. To say it is a horrendous thing that Charlie has passed. Not for Charlie. Not for Charlie. I think he knows King David. He knows Adam and Eve. It's just absolutely amazing when you think of that. But he is going to be a blowtorch for us Christians who've sat on our hands. Yesterday alone, I've had the opportunity to ask people, if a bullet went through your neck, where are you going? And the opportunity, and this is going to be a blowtorch, and I am so grateful for AFR, for the ministry that you guys have done, and for the body of Christ across this country. God is not finished with America, and we need to, the liberals that we run across, we need with love and respect the way Charlie did it, not in an argument, but to stand on the truth of Jesus Christ and to profess our story. We talked of, you cannot lose your salvation. I've always told my children, it's like you came into being because your mother and I came together. You are genetically fused. You can change your name. You can go to another country. You can say you hate my guts, but you're my children.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I appreciate that, Marty. And I'm sorry we are out of time. Barbara and Colleen and Dave in Mississippi and Linda in Texas and Jason in Oklahoma, I want to thank you for calling in. But we have run out of time. Call in again, and I'd love to talk to you. Thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. And Ephesians 4:15 tells us, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. So let's go out, shine for Christ, share what great things the Lord has done for us, speak the truth in love, and trust God to use us for His glory. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.